Raj Pulse Podcast number 78, News from the Podosphere and Blackboard by Angel.
This is Raj Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back. I hope you enjoy New Age Piano as much as I do. That's a selection by Rob Koslow from his album Woods of Chaos. I discovered him recently on one of the sources for my PodSafe Music, a site called Jamendo. I really like his sound, and you can download his music or purchase his CD at Amazon. There's a link on my show notes. I know there's been quite a hiatus. I've been in transition, and I'm happy to announce that I'm now the Executive Director of Academic Technology at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia. So, my first podcast in a while. I have a lot to get caught up on. As you see from the title, the main topic today is the fact that Blackboard, the industry leader in learning management systems, bought Angel Learning, which is the current learning management system here used at University of the Sciences. So before I get to that topic, I'd like to give you some quick picks from my podcaster guide in e-learning news. Number of things I wanted to bring to your attention. The first one is Higher Ed Camp Philly. This is a so-called unconference, which means that all the participants actually put on the conference, so it's very informal. It's usually a great place to network and talk to like-minded people, in this case, faculty that are interested in higher ed, especially the technology aspects. It's going to be held this June 6th. That's a Saturday at the University of Pennsylvania. As mentioned on their website, Higher Ed Camp is a one-day unconference connecting communities involved in higher education technology. It's about innovating education through an understanding of emerging technologies, adoption of open standards, and participation in evolving communication channels. My second pick is a report from the Sloan Consortium. They do an annual report on online education in the United States. The full report is available for download, and as always, I have the links to everything I'm talking about in my show notes. Just to give you a little teaser, let me quote some stats from their executive summary. How many students are learning online? They say over 3.9 million students are taking at least one online course. Now, they define an online course, by the way, as a course where 80% of the content is delivered online, and there's rarely face-to-face meetings. So this happens to be a 12% increase over the number reported from the previous year. There is a 12.9% growth rate for online enrollments that exceeds the measly 1.2% growth of the overall higher education student population. And now they say 20% of all U.S. higher education students are taking at least one online course in the fall of 2007. Now, what is the impact of our economy on online enrollments? Now, as you might guess, there seems to be agreement that higher fuel costs tend to direct students to selecting online courses. And courses that serve working adults are the most positive about the potential for overall enrollment growth. Anyway, that's just a little tidbit. Go to my show notes, click on the link, and you can download the full report. Now, usually one of my episodes doesn't go by without mentioning Google in some way, so I'll be mentioning Google now. They opened a while back a YouTube site specifically for higher education. It's YouTube.edu, and the URL is on my show notes, and it's basically www.youtube.com/edu. There you'll see that a lot of well-known universities have content As you might expect, a lot of it is geared towards marketing and showing off their faculty and visitors to campus and so on. One of the videos that I see there is from the Berkman Center, and it's a sneak preview of Wolfram Alpha, and that's one of my next picks from the Podosphere. Wolfram Alpha is a computational knowledge engine. Now, some people are comparing it to Google, but believe me, it is not a search engine in the typical sense of the word. It looks like a search engine. You put in a query, but in this case, it's only going to give satisfying results if you happen to pick something that's easily quantifiable, and of course, it's in the knowledge base that Wolfram has. Wolfram, of course, is famous for their Mathematica, so they really know how to do computations. You can put in queries comparing to stock ticker symbols, for example, the GDP of different countries, and it automatically creates on the fly a page which pulls together as much information you can find about your topic. I'm sure it's going to grow in the future. They seem quite committed to it, and they keep adding data sources. So check out Wolfram Alpha. Most students don't necessarily want to listen to a full hour lecture online. Maybe bad enough that they sat through the hour to begin with, and student use shows that they often skip through a recorded presentation, just pick out the tidbits that they're interested in. Well, how about a lecture that's only 60 seconds long? You could call it a micro lecture. And I'll point you to a link about micro lecturing. It was something that was developed by an acquaintance of mine, David Penrose, who I met at the Blackboard conference. And what they do is they take the salient points of a lecture and distill them down to basically a podcast. It's only 60 seconds long. Obviously, it's not a replacement for a full lecture, but what they say is it encourages active learning. So take a look at the article and find out more about micro lectures. Now, if your school is into audience response systems, you know they can be expensive. They require specialized devices. So it was kind of predictable that a company would come up with a way to use your ordinary cell phone, which every student has. There's a company that has come out with a product that enables anyone to poll their audience, no matter how large it is, and vote and have the live results shown on the screen on your PowerPoint or whatever, much like the proprietary audience response systems. So I have a link to that product on my show notes. The company, by the way, is called Poll Everywhere. Before I get to the main topic today, my last pick from the Podosphere is a story about how Blackboard has brought the learning management system to the iPhone. So they've put out an app recently which allows students to get alerts and read their various learning management system content from Blackboard on their iPhone. And, as I've discussed on previous episodes, iPhone is really an excellent platform for e-learning. The screen is still small, and the rumors are that Apple's going to come up with probably a larger iPhone-type device. Maybe they'll call it a netbook. It seems to fit into that genre of computing devices. So stay tuned for more of these kinds of devices to get the learning content to your students. Now for my main topic today, I want to talk a little bit about the recent purchase of Angel Learning by Blackboard. Blackboard, as you may know, is the industry leader in learning management systems. They bought their major competitor, WebCT, a couple of years ago, and that did draw some attention from the Justice Department. However, the sale did go through, and it's taken a couple of years. The WebCT product is now known as Blackboard Vista, and so they still haven't merged totally the two products, although that's coming down the pike. So Blackboard has bought Angel Learning. They say it's because they like their support organization. Blackboard has certainly had trouble in the past with keeping up with supporting their customers, especially since they're growing so fast. And they also like the Angel assessment system. I attended the Angel user conference last week in Chicago, and everyone, of course, signed up for this before the news was out. In fact, even the employees from Angel didn't find out until it was announced to the general public. And it was certainly the topic on everybody's mind at the meeting in Chicago. And in fact, the first 2 hours or so of the general session was devoted to discussing the merger or the buyout of Angel by Blackboard. So I did make a couple of recordings using my field recorder. So here we go. Here's the CEO of Angel Learning, Christopher Clapp, explaining a little bit about the acquisition of Angel by Blackboard.
Try to answer two things in particular from my perspective. The first is, and I know this question has been on many people's mind, is why did Angel Learning agree to do this? Why is this merger good for Angel? And the second thing is just to set the stage for what you're going to hear later on this morning. So let's address that first thing first. Why? Well, I'll point to three reasons. This was obviously a momentous decision on the part of Angel Learning. And the three things are this. First of all, and Michael's made this very clear from the first time that he's spoken with me, Blackboard admires what we have developed as what they're calling a client-first culture. It's our customer orientation that we think is so integral to our brand. And this aligns very well with strategic initiatives that Blackboard has been undertaking. Has actually made very good progress from what I have seen over the last few years to do much of the same. So from an Angel perspective, what this does is it gives us an opportunity to have an influence on a much larger stage, if you will, to take that same customer-first orientation, the models we've developed, the culture we've developed, and have it made available to a broader worldwide community. The second reason, which is also exciting to us, is that both organizations have developed some really cool technologies, some really cool capabilities. And we think that by combining these capabilities, it will take time, we'll hear, but that we can really have an enormous impact on the world of e-learning. And that's, at the end of the day, what we're all about. So to have the talents of both organizations unleashed in some really cool technology, you know, that's also extraordinarily exciting to us and why we got into business in the first place. And, of course, the third reason is that there's financial consideration, which goes to the shareholders and employees. By the way, employees are really the majority of the people who have been interested in the company. And that is also important, especially as the backdrop of these uncertain economic times. But you combine all of that, and this became a very compelling proposition. I think it's the right organization at the right time, and that many, many good things can come from this. Now,
Now here's Blackboard CEO Michael Chasen introducing his new choice for the position of president of Blackboard Learning, Ray Henderson, formerly of Angel.
Our future goals require not just great vision, but great leaders to implement them. To take on this challenge, we are extremely fortunate to now have some terrific leaders throughout the Angel organization joining the Blackboard team. Also, I'm pleased to be able to make an announcement today, first to the Angel community, about a new appointment we're making at Blackboard. I have known Ray Henderson for years. Before becoming Chief Products Officer at Angel, he was President of the Digital Products Group at Pearson and the SVP of Product City College. In fact, when he was at Pearson, he was actually a client of Blackboard. And we were working together to implement the largest course management system implementation that I'm currently aware of, which now has over 1 million active users in the system. Ray has also been on the executive board of the IMS Standards Committee and is one of the key influencers on industry standards across e-learning. Without a doubt, Angel has benefited significantly from his breadth and depth of e-learning experience, and I'm excited that now the combined company can do the same. I am very pleased to announce to you today that Ray has accepted the role of president of Blackboard's e-learning division and will be coming on board Blackboard's senior executive team as president of Blackboard Learn. He will be directly responsible for...
The Angel audience was quite pleased with Michael Chasen's choice. So let's hope that this merger goes through well and benefits all concerned. That about does it for this episode. Don't forget to stay tuned for that new age piano. Thanks for listening, and until next time, have a great week.
Please leave Rod feedback at 610-616-2199.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia or any other institution or company.